The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014, and this is Presidential Release number 431. I have some joyous news to provide to you. On August 15th, Hart Zachariah Elder was born to Tim and Shannon Elder at 8:58 a.m. in the morning. Tim Elder serves as president of our NFB of California San Francisco chapter, and Hart was born weighing in at 8 pounds, 6 ounces, and was 20.5 inches long. Hart and mom Shannon, as well as big brother Justice, are all doing well and are at home. I had the chance to hear from them over the Labor Day weekend, and they are doing great and enjoying Hart's contributions to the world. Now, later that same day, in the afternoon of that day, Catherine Dillon West was born here in Baltimore, daughter of Brian West and Megan Sadu. Megan Sadu has been general counsel for the National Federation of the Blind. Catherine was born on that same Friday and was born weighing in at 7 pounds, 13 ounces. Catherine and mom and dad are all doing well, and we're looking forward to seeing them here at the national office later this week for the first time. So congratulations to Hart and to Catherine on becoming the newest members of the National Federation of the Blind. Today kicks off our 75 Days of Action, and I'm very excited about the effort that's being pioneered by our 75 Days of Actions Committee to build 75 new chapters, strengthen 75 existing chapters, put together the tools and techniques, the new ways of finding blind people who need the message of the Federation and bringing them into our Federation family. I'm going to be undertaking some efforts to reach out to new members during these 75 days, and I hope that you are as well. I hope that the battle cry of "Let's go build the Federation" steers us during the next 75 days, and on that 76th day, I think we will be better prepared to go forward, to build our organization, and to strengthen it for the next 25 years. So I look forward to hearing about the work that you're doing in the local communities during our 75 Days of Action and your ideas about what we can do going forward to build our organization. While the building continues, we still have a lot of work to do out on the streets. And last week, we held a protest in front of Source America. Source America is the largest facilitator of sub-minimum wage payments to people with disabilities, and they are truly the source of lies about America's workers with disabilities. We had a very successful protest out in front of their building in Virginia, and here to tell you a little bit about the effort, live from the protest, is our governmental affairs specialist who heads up our fair wages legislation. Here is Rose Sloan.
Thank you, President Riccobono. I'm here with Federationists from the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and we are here at the headquarters of Source America, formerly NISH, because they pay people with disabilities less than the minimum wage, and we feel that is very wrong. We are joined here with APSE, which is the Association of People Supporting Employment First, ADAPT, Little People of America, the National Council on Independent Living, TASH, and of course, the National Federation of the Blind. Source America's job is to distribute contracts to various nonprofits, and they don't care if these nonprofits have Section 14C certificates or not, and many of the nonprofits do. So Americans with disabilities are being paid less than the minimum wage at the hands of Source America. Not only that, but Source America is actively lobbying on Capitol Hill to keep Section 14C intact. According to their 990, which is a tax form that nonprofits must fill out, over 100 employees at the Source America headquarters made over $100,000 or more in the year 2012. And yet, people with disabilities are being paid less than the minimum wage. I want to thank everyone who had the chance to meet with their members of Congress during the August recess. And in honor of Labor Day, I encourage each and every one of you to please contact your member of Congress and remind them about the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act. Just so you know, we are up to 96 co-sponsors. Thank you all so much, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. My email address is rsloan@nfb.org. That's rsloan@nfb.org. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Rose, for that report live from our Source America protest. Let's not let Source America continue to tell lies about us. Let's get the word out. Let's move our fair wages legislation in the Congress and bring a new hope, a new day of opportunity for workers with disabilities by passing the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act. At the same time that we're working on changing the laws, we're also creating opportunities, and one of those opportunities happens through the National Federation of the Blind BEL program. We have an announcement here from Natalie Shaheen, our Director of Education, who says that we had BEL programs this summer in 23 of our affiliates, and it's now time to turn our attention to 2015. The 2015 NFB BEL program application is now open and available online. We need affiliates that are looking to start a BEL program in 2015 to go on and apply to let us know they're interested so we can get them into the pipeline to provide technical assistance from the national office. You can find the application for interested affiliates online at www.nfb.org/BELL. We can do better than 23 affiliates providing BEL programs, and we know that there are kids in every affiliate that need Braille, that need the positive outreach, influence, and support of the National Federation of the Blind. So let's figure out how to build a successful program that's sustainable in each of our affiliates so that we can continue to provide meaningful Braille instruction. If you have questions about the BEL program or want more information about what it takes to become one of our BEL ringers, contact Natalie Shaheen by sending an email to nshaheen, that's nshaheen, at nfb.org, or by calling our national office, 410-659-9314, and dialing extension 2293. The BEL chorus of the National Federation of the Blind is large already, but we need to turn this into a significant symphony of bells across the country, so let's go do that. Crystal Guillory of Louisiana wants everybody to know that if you got Braille books from the Braille Book Fair during the national convention, those books are now on their way. We encountered some challenges with the transfer of books between the Braille Book Fair and the post office and getting those books out to you. They are now on their way. Some of you have probably already received them, but if you haven't, rest assured they are on their way, and we apologize for the delay. Joe Ruffalo of New Jersey wants you to know that on Wednesday, September 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, througoureyes.org. Through Our Eyes will be interviewing Scott White with Joe Ruffalo as the host to talk about all of the wonderful progress in the National Federation of the Blind Newsline program, including version 2.0 of the mobile app. If you haven't gotten connected with the mobile app to get Newsline, you'll want to tune in and to learn about all the new innovations in Newsline, the over 400 newspapers and many magazines and breaking news categories that we have. If you want to tune in via phone to the Through Our Eyes program, you can dial at that time 1-347-215-7037. That number again, 347-215-7037. You can also tune in online by visiting throughoureyes.org. That's throughoureyes.org. During the national convention, we heard about the coming launch of the KNFB Reader mobile app for the iPhone. And we were all excited by Jim Gashel's demonstration during our national convention. And many of us have been beta testing the app. I have been one of the beta testers. And I can personally attest that there is great reason to be excited about this app. I have tested it in a number of settings. It performs beautifully. It performs extremely fast, almost instantaneous in many situations. It is the fastest reader I have ever used. Last week, it was announced that the KNFB Reader mobile app will be available in the Apple Store at the same time that iOS 8 becomes available. That is expected to happen on September 10th, so only a few days from now. And this will streamline the process for those that are going to be jumping right into iOS 8. It will make the delivery of the app more streamlined. It's a few days past the original deadline, but it streamlines the process, and I think it is well worth the 10 days beyond the original date for it to come out that you're going to get. I have used the app, as I say. I'm very excited about it, and I think you will be as well. This is going to be one of the more exciting innovations in reading that we have seen in a number of years. As you know, we've been working on the TEACH Act, and it's fitting that we're now thinking about students going back to school. It's a good time for us to re-energize our efforts around the TEACH Act, and there's a great need to, because some have recently, just in the last few days, come out against the TEACH Act, making unfair statements about what our TEACH Act provisions require and don't require. So here for an update on the TEACH Act is our governmental affairs specialist, Lauren McLarney.
Hi, Federationists. This is Lauren McLarney with an important update regarding the TEACH Act that I'd like to share with you. This is particularly important for students, especially considering that school is starting just about now, so I hope I have your attention. Up until this point, almost every stakeholder has endorsed the TEACH Act. Only the schools have been the holdout, and up until last week, they have been publicly silent on this issue. That has now changed. Last Friday, August 29th, the American Council of Education, on behalf of the entire higher education lobby, wrote a letter to Senator Harkin outlining their objections to his higher education reauthorization draft. And in this letter, they have included an explicit statement regarding the inclusion of TEACH Act language to address accessible instructional materials. Their statement reads, quote, "This provision creates an impossible to meet standard for institutions and will result in a significant chilling effect in the usage of new technology. Such a proposal, if implemented, will seriously impede the development and adoption of accessible materials, harming the very students it is intended to assist," end quote. This statement is ridiculous. For starters, by saying the TEACH Act provision creates an impossible to meet standard is simply inaccurate. The bill creates voluntary guidelines. Second, they might be referencing the part of the bill that says schools who do not conform to the guidelines must still provide an accessible alternative that allows substantially equivalent ease of use. But how could they possibly say that that is an impossible standard to meet when that has been the requirement since 2010? Third, their comment that this will seriously impede the development of accessible materials is an empty statement. How will it do that? And how did they draw this conclusion when the data from a congressionally authorized study says that guidelines will actually stimulate the market? And if this proposal does indeed harm the very students we want to assist, what would be a better proposal? Where is their substitute proposal? They should be taken to task with these questions. Like I said, this is ridiculous. Congressman Petri has repeatedly tried to facilitate a sit-down meeting between the National Federation of the Blind and ACE over the last year, and they have rebuffed us every time. Now they come out with this statement. Their actions and their words say that they do not really care about students with disabilities, nor are they interested in working with us on a comprehensive solution. If you are as outraged as I think you are, and as I am, this is the time to take action. Members of Congress will be back in session on September 5th. Call your senators and representatives. Send them emails. Tell them why they should support the TEACH Act. Tell them why the schools are wrong, and use this outrage as a tool to move the bill. It is only controversial because the schools are making it appear that way. Let's set the record straight. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lauren, for that update. There is some urgent work to do on the TEACH Act. As you've heard, ACE has come out against our TEACH Act. We have been asking to meet with them for well over a year to talk about our legislation and what we're doing, and they have repeatedly avoided us at all costs. It's not fair for them to avoid us, not come to the table and talk to us, and then come out with untrue allegations about what our proposed legislation will do on behalf of students with disabilities. So let's get out and tell Congress the truth and make a difference in the lives of students. And this back-to-school time period is great synergy to do that. That is the news from the National Office for now. I hope that everybody had a great Labor Day and that you are getting energized and engaged in our 75 days of action. We have a number of state conventions coming up. It is now the convention season. There's a couple of conventions this weekend, and they're only going to ramp up from there. So let's go out. Let's build the federation. But before we do that, here are a few of the customary endings.
I'm Oriana Riccobono, and I'm 4 years old. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Beach.
Beach who?
Beach, you there?
Hello, my name is Austin, and I am 7 years old. What do you get when you cross a dinosaur with fireworks?
I don't know, what?
Dynamite! Why do sharks swim in salt water?
I don't know, why?
Because pepper water makes them sneeze. What do you call a dinosaur that smashes everything in its path?
I don't know, what?
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.